Now, when you started this course, did you have in your mind that you were going to invest in gold? What about gold? I had one guy last spring. From the beginning of the semester, he's one of these Porter Stansberry people. You ever look at the Porter Stansberry website? Yeah, it's one of these gloom and doom, and just the world's going to end very soon. It's all because of Obama. He was saying that before Obama got elected 10 years ago, and it was all because of somebody. It wasn't because of Bush. If anybody, it would have been because of Bush. But gold, folks, now that you've seen the different types of investments, what is it? Does it pay rent? Like a real estate. Does it pay dividends? Does it pay interest? Does it grow? No, it's gold. Does it find new markets? Does it invest in new products? No. J.P. Morgan said it best. He said, gold is money and nothing else. That's all it was. It's shiny. It's beautiful. And if you are so inclined, go check out the gold coins. They are gorgeous. The ones I like the best are the Canadian maple leaves. They are really pretty. But the golden eagles are okay. The Chinese pandas are cool. Krugerrands. So check them out if you ever go to a gold dealer. I mean, once they figure out that you're just trying to look, not really want to buy, they'll say, get the hell out of here. But if you believe the world economy is going to fall apart soon, put your money into precious metals. But where are you going to store it? Where are you going to store your gold? Where?
I don't know, in your room?
Yeah. In your room? Underneath the mattress, the first place they look. You can tear the place apart. Some people say, I'm going to put it in a safe. In a safe. What do they do? It takes a safe.
Well, in a bank, can you take it to a safety deposit box?
Yeah. If the world falls apart, you're going to be able to get inside the safety deposit box? No. Bury in the yard? And then I thought it was over here. Maybe it's over there. And then you're right here. What's he digging up? Safety deposit boxes. People think that they'll be able to get to them. But if the society falls apart and cracks, there'll be armed guards in front of the banks. You won't be able to get into your safety deposit box.
But what if it's like, that
makes concerns
now, because like your stuff is in a box, like it's hard.
You can put it in the bag, yeah. Just hide it.
In the backyard.
I just hide it somewhere.
Good luck. All I can say is good luck.
Isn't that like a treasure? Yeah. Like when they don't believe in their currency.
Right. Yeah. Gold is money and nothing else. What's it good for? What is gold good for? What do they use it for? Hey.
Teeth.
Yeah. It's the best stuff you use for your teeth, but there are cheaper alternatives. What else? Conductivity. What? Now they're using porcelain. They're using other things which are cheaper. But there are other choices for that. In your cell phone, probably a tiny little bit of gold, but now they have better stuff. Not better, just cheaper. Other reasons? Jewelry. What? Yeah. Yeah, but what good is it going to do you? I like what Tom Petrino says. If your reason for owning gold is something to do with the end of the world as we know it, shotguns and canned food would probably be better, more practical investments.
Yeah.
Shotguns. And how much ammo do you have? The price of gold, as we're going to see on the next slide, has a direct relationship with how much people believe the world is going to die. The world is going to go to hell in a handbasket. So if the economy falls apart, there's no food at the Vons, there's no gas at the Chevron station, the clothes aren't at the mall, the cell phones aren't working, SDG&E is not pumping out electricity, the trash is being picked up, the hospitals, the schools, the banks, the fire departments, the police departments are all shuttered.
Gold.
Yeah, gold. What's it going to do to you? What's it going to do for you? If you can, you got to get out of the Northern Hemisphere and go down to Tierra del Fuego or Tasmania, and learn to raise goats. Because, you see, the survivalists, they don't think it through. I've got 4,000 rounds of ammunition. Great! There's 50,000 people who are hungry coming your way. How many can you kill? Yeah, and then there's 100,000 after them. And now, and kill 4,000 people, what do you do with the dead bodies? You can't eat them fast enough unless you got a lot of people. Maybe other people eat them. Yeah, I know. You're hungry. You're hungry. You'd be surprised. And so they just don't think it through. There are millions of people who will be starving. Do you know what to do if there's no food? Do you know what to do? Eat people. Good luck. What? I heard that moth soup is really good. Moth soup? Bird's nest soup. All the bird's nests will be gone.
Were they making underground shelters for the end of the world?
What's it going to do? What is it going to do? An underground shelter.
And it was so luxury, too, like the way they made them. It was a little...
I don't know if they still... Yes.
Can it be used as like a shower vehicle to take money out of the country?
Sure.
Yeah.
But where are you going to put it?
No, I'm saying if you want to take money out of India, but you already reached your capital control, can't you invest in gold in a different country? Therefore, you're investing money without going to capital control.
Okay, good. Then what do you do with it?
You got out of the country.
You got it out of the country. What do you do with it then?
It's just your country. Now, the whole world going down.
Well, good luck. What can I say? I say failure is not an option. We don't want the whole world to fall apart. We want everybody to be well-fed, well-clothed, and well-sheltered. What about silver? Now, there's something that actually has a lot of industrial applications. But the biggest application for silver is gone. What was it? Film. Those little yellow boxes, Kodak. Film uses silver. Not anymore. Now, these three actually may have a future. And why is that? In your car, there is a device that's often more expensive than the engine. It's called the catalytic converter. And it's expensive. And it uses these elements. And these elements are also going to be used in what are called fuel cells, which may or may not become very popular, where it basically uses hydrogen and creates water. So we'll see, as its byproduct and energy. So we'll see if these things actually become worth anything. But this is a graph that we saw way back in chapter 1, which shows what happened to a dollar from 1801 to stocks. Now, when people say, I want to buy gold, I show them this graph and they go, when does gold do well? War of 1812, Civil War, 1930s, Depression, and 40s, World War II. And then what happened is gold started going up with inflation. And I was alive that time, most of you weren't. But gold hit $800 an ounce in 1980, I think it's the beginning of 81. And then but over the next 20 years, fell to $250. Okay, so you, after 20 years, have given up. You've sold all your gold coins. And then the next 10 years, 9/11, Iraq, Afghanistan, Bush, and then Obama. And people started giving up on stocks and bonds and buying gold. Gold hit what? No, 1,800 or so. And then promptly went down to 1,300 or 1,200. Now it's back up to 13. If you're going to buy gold, go buy gold. But what would you rather have certainly you'd rather even have bonds. Gold barely keeps up with inflation. Is that why we're investing? To barely keep up with inflation? And if you do believe the world is going to fall apart, good luck. Hope you can grow the food you need to eat and eat the part that you think isn't poisonous. And by the way, can you give yourself injections? What if you need to take your appendix out? I saw it on TV once. You cut here. YouTube. I'm going to look on YouTube. How about precious gems, diamonds, sapphires? What? Uranium? I have no idea how you would invest in uranium other than in mining companies, because I don't think you're allowed to own uranium. That's like owning dynamite. You know, you can't walk around with a stick of dynamite and say, in case I have to get through a wall somewhere. I got my uranium here just in case I want to start a nuclear reactor. I don't think you can own uranium. Maybe you can. I don't know. Look it up. But it turns out, folks, these things are not that rare. In fact, the biggest application other than jewelry for diamonds is cutting tools. And lasers, well, they have lasers now, but they still have cutting tools for cutting cement and the like. You can make diamonds now. There are companies, you send away your dear departed Fluffy or Fido and Ashes, and they send you back a diamond to put on your finger. Because diamonds are made out of carbon. And animals are made out of carbon. They're real diamonds. They're not natural diamonds. They haven't been forged by volcanoes over millions of years. They've been put into a press at 3,000 degrees and 1,000,000 pounds of pressure, and in 3 seconds or however long it takes for the carbon to, you know, bind in such a way that it creates a diamond. It is a real diamond.
But they
can't tell the difference. Not anymore. They used to be able to tell a difference because they've been making diamonds since the 1950s. But it wasn't until about 2000 when they could make them gem quality, clear, brilliant. So you're going to buy a diamond for your sweetie because you want to marry her and she doesn't want anything to do with you. But anyway, would you spend $27,000 for a 1-carat natural diamond or $3,000 for a 1-carat? Yeah, that's a big diamond.
Wait, that's a price difference? It's like tenfold.
You want something? You want at least two? That's a huge stone.
Minimum.
She wants. You'll buy it yourself. Okay. The price differences are going to be huge. I don't know exactly what they are because I couldn't care less.
That
now, see, Giosana is thinking the same thing I'm thinking. I'd want to invest in the company that's making the diamonds. Because pretty soon, I don't think you can do this yet, but eventually you're going to be able to send the ashes of Tio Lucas, you know, Abuelita. You're going to be able to send her ashes to this company, and they'll send you back a diamond so you can wear Abuelita with you all the time. Yeah, but now, right now, all the companies are private. They're not publicly traded. Yeah, they're dead. Are you talking about, the person who's dead doesn't care? Yeah, they don't care. I don't know. I think it's diamonds, but maybe others. I don't know. Look it up. Okay. Now, how about collectibles? Works of art, rare coins, Beanie Babies, Star Wars memorabilia, comic books. You know, folks, it may be a great hobby, and you may work out okay. Or it might be a financial disaster because there are tremendous scams out there. And then there's the El Cajon Barbie guy. You remember him from 121? I told this in 121.
Yeah.
He had he claims to have $50,000 worth of Barbie dolls in a lockup in El Cajon, in a self storage lockup. And one weekend, they all disappeared.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Poof, they all disappeared, yeah. Magically spirited away. Well, that was the idea, you know, was his investment. So if you're into these things, if you're into comic books, if you're into, whatever, but listen to Christopher Berge of Christie's Auctions, one of the main auction houses for art. Don't buy art as an investment. Fine art is often described as the most profitable, bar none, investment. And there's an argument to be made for that, other than making a company and turning it into the next Titter or whatever. But some of these art pieces sell for millions of dollars, now hundreds of millions of dollars. But they ain't going to be the ones that you and I are going to buy. You and I are not going to be in that world. And most art does not appreciate much, if it appreciates at all. So my recommendation is when you go to these websites, like this Porter Stansberry guy, he's going to tell you, oh, and we're going to show you the most, he wants you to buy gold from him, and the most profitable is fine art. And they'll show you all these examples of people buying a Picasso for $100,000 in 1989 and selling it for, $4 million in 2000. But it's right. They're right. But the vast majority of art does not make that kind of, I'm kind of happy. I bought something in 1980 when I got out of college. That was how old I am. And I loved it. I still have it. My wife hates it. It's in my office. and from a guy in Pennsylvania. And I bought it for $20. The last time I checked, it was worth, at least he says it's worth $500. So, $500. No, I ain't going to sell it. I like it. My wife hates it, yes.
I mean, I heard also there's a lot of people, like, right now, buying, like, old cars.
Yeah, cars. Cars, folks. You know, you can make a lot of money with cars if they're old. Or,
you got to
know what the hell you're doing. And, what? How would you like to have an investment you can wrap around a tree? You know, in other words, driving along and all of a sudden a kid jumps out and you... there goes your $50,000 Corvette or whatever it is.
Car investments are supposed to be kept in your car.
Yeah,
you're not driving those.
Yeah, but you got to drive them every once in a while, right?
My brother has like a car show in a tow truck. You do not drive those cars.
But then doesn't the engine go bad if you don't use it?
No. You start them.
No?
You want to keep it clean. Yeah. You run them. I mean, you start them. That just let them sit there. But you don't have to run them.
Stupid. I'm not. I'm talking.
The car, I think this year was $4.5 million
Like Ferrari.
Yeah. $4.5 million
Well, you're never gonna drive it.
And you're not gonna drive it. I wouldn't want to drive. I wouldn't want to drive it. No. What about Lexus? They had these the LFA or something like that. They built 500 of them. They were $500,000 a piece, and you had to be invited to buy one. You couldn't ask to buy one. You had to be invited to buy one. And virtually every person who bought one took it and is storing it. Not driving it.
Bought it for show.
Stupid. Okay. The maximum capital gains tax rate on most all investments is currently 15% and could be as low as 5%. The capital gains tax rate on precious metals, art, collectibles is 28%. It's actually 20 up here, 20% if you're making over $400,000. Anybody in that? Okay. None of these investments are eligible for tax-qualified accounts, IRAs, retirement savings accounts. So you think that Congress is trying to tell you something? Yeah. I want you to know about them, if only to be able to debunk people who say, oh, I wouldn't put my money in stocks. I won't put my money in gold. You say, fine, show them that slide, all right? It'll be on my website. So show them that slide. And that is metal, art, collectibles, and...
right on the dot.
Right on the dot. How about it, huh? You getting an education?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, on Thursday, we will look at retirement accounts and regular accounts. We'll do some pre-final. We'll do a pre-final and a real estate calculation. Okay.